Happy Thanksgiving, and also, welcome to holiday movie season. Boxers and animated dinosaurs are joining Katniss Everdeen and the other Hunger Games rebels at a theater near you. And what else does Hollywood have in store this season? Well, droids and lightsabers, for one thing. NPR critic Bob Mondello serves up his selections in this end-of-year preview.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Most years there are several blockbuster wannabes for the holidays. This year, even the superheroes have scooted out of the way of J.J. Abrams' intergalactic juggernaut, but that does not mean the Star Warriors will have the Cineplex to themselves. They'll be joined by seafarers, stockbrokers, Shakespeareans, and a small army of Saturday Night Live alumni, including Will Ferrell as a stepdad who has to compete for his stepkids' affections with their real dad, Mark Wahlberg. In Daddy's home, the two of them have a kind of dad off, even during bedtime stories.
So the king raised his mighty sword, and he rained steel down upon the step king.
But the step king blocked it with his shield.
Step king was very upset, because when the real king pulled out his sword, it was long and shiny.
All the maidens in the land preferred the more average size step king's sword, because it knew how to listen.
Elsewhere, Farrell's Saturday Night Live gal pals, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, will be plowing similar comic ground, playing siblings who want to spruce up their family home for sale in Sisters.
We are looking for a yard artisan to do some work on our bushes.
I bet working on other people's bushes really makes you want to whack your weeds.
I was dirtier than I thought. I'm sorry. I got dirty really fast.
Other comedies include Christmas Eve, in which six groups of New Yorkers get stuck in elevators during a power outage. Christmas Again, in which a Brooklyn guy staves off holiday loneliness by selling Christmas trees. And The Lady in the Van, the true story of what happened when a homeless woman parked one day on playwright Alan Bennett's street in London.
Sorry, you can't park here.
No, I've had guidance. This is where it should go.
Guidance? Who from?
The Virgin Mary. I spoke to her yesterday. She was outside the post office.
That's Maggie Smith as the prickly Miss Shepherd, whom Bennett offered refuge in his driveway for a couple of weeks. She stayed, and remember this is a true story, for 15 years.
Would you like me to make you a cup of coffee?
No! No, I don't want you to go to all that trouble. I'll just have half a cup.
Other true stories are more serious than Lady in the Van. Concussion, for instance, features Will Smith as the Nigerian-born doctor who saw professional athletes becoming incapacitated in their primes and thought he knew why.
Repetitive head trauma chokes the brain. It turns you into someone else.
The NFL, though, didn't want to hear that.
Tape, needles, Vicodin, Toradol, whatever it takes to keep them in the game. It's business.
Get me a meeting with the commissioner. They don't want to talk to you.
The NFL has known about the concussion issue for years.
Also making drama of a real-life scandal, The Big Short is the story of the mortgage meltdown that led up to the global economic collapse in 2008. Based on a bestseller and featuring Christian Bale, Steve Carell, and Brad Pitt, it's told from the point of view of the very few folks who saw the crash coming.
No one's paying attention.
The banks got greedy. We can profit off of their stupidity.
You want to bet against the banks?
I think we're either high or having a stroke. Kind of brilliant.
Think of The Big Short as a heist movie with real-life consequences and a good deal of humor.
How can the banks let this happen?
It's fueled by stupidity.
But that's not stupidity, that's fraud.
Tell me the difference between stupid and illegal, and I'll have my wife's brother arrested.
Also drawn from real life and providing another chance for Eddie Redmayne to show his versatility, The Danish Girl, in which last year's Oscar winner plays a 1920s character.
Every morning, I promise myself that I will spend the entire day as a man.
He plays Lily Elbe, a transgender woman.
But I think Lily's thoughts. I dream her dreams.
Speaking of dreams, enough of real life, the holidays are a time for fantasy, for legend, for conflicts of sweep and grandeur. No, not yet. Some of the holiday's biggest spectacles come with literary pedigrees. Michael Fassbender in a grisly Shakespearean tragedy.
All hail Macbeth, it shall be king hereafter.
A Moby Dick origin story from Ron Howard called In the Heart of the Sea.
Abandoned ship, we can't row away home!
1001 Tales of Economic Distress in a three-part, six-hour Arabian Nights.
Do you think we'll get fired?
Most probably, but who cares anyway?
And perhaps the grandest of all the Christmas season movies, in presentation at least, more than 3 hours long, shot in 70mm, and presented with both an intermission and an overture, though not that one. It's a Western that Quentin Tarantino has titled to sound bigger than The Magnificent Seven. It's called The Hateful Eight.
One of them fellas is not
what he says he is.
The Hateful Eight is not the only violent Western out there. There's also The Revenant, with a Left for Dead and Out for Vengeance, Leonardo DiCaprio. Spike Lee, meanwhile, has made a movie that's anti-violence, Chi-Raq, an update of the ancient Greek satire Lysistrata, in which women end a war by withholding sex.
Repeat after me. I will deny all rights of access or entrance.
In Chi-Raq, the women of Chicago use this strategy to end gang warfare.
Lysistrata had them all take a solemn oath.
The situation's out of control because I'm in front of an empty stripper pole.
Empowered women will show up elsewhere over the holidays as well. The shorthand description of the movie Joy is that it's the story of Joy Mangano, housewife, mother, and inventor of the Miracle Mop.
We're making an invention, and it's very serious.
But director David O. Russell and star Jennifer Lawrence have a grander story in mind of the strength of will it took to create a corporate empire.
Never speak on my behalf about my business again.
Jennifer Lawrence's performance is garnering Oscar buzz, as is Charlotte Rampling's quietly devastating turn as a woman who is blindsided by a revelation from long ago and who all but shreds a long and happy marriage in the film 45 Years.
We never talked about it in all the years that we've known each other. And it's tainted everything.
You didn't know her?
No. I didn't.
Another relationship drama with an odd twist, actually lots of odd twists, the least of which is that it involves puppets, is Anomalisa. Filmmaker Charlie Kaufman is the creator of some very strange films, Being John Malkovich, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, but this may be his oddest yet, an affair between a guy who sees a world where everyone's the same.
Remember, there is someone out there for everyone.
And a gal named Lisa, who he sees as different, an anomaly, Anomalisa.
I think you're extraordinary.
Why?
I don't know yet. It's just obvious to me that you are.
The idea is that you'll forget that these two are made of felt and just experience the emotions they've felt. That's the best of the rest. Now let's acknowledge the holiday movie to which all these others must bow. The 800-pound Wookiee at the multiplex, cue the Jedi Knights.
The dark side.
Harrison Ford's back, so are Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher.
A Jedi.
Along with Lawrence Kasdan, the writer of two of the first three movies, to let us know that the Force awakens and with it the fantasies of generations.
They're real.
Well, who doesn't know that? Catch you in line? I'm Bob Mandela.